Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
This is great. Right,
so
what's happening? Good vibes.
Like,
it's like yoga.
It's always.
Wonder why Kamala Harris is in single digits. She just stumbles around and makes intelligent comments about marijuana all the time. So,
did you
weed,
see that?
Weed gives her good vibes.
I'm okay with that, but that doesn't bother me. Did you see that video of the bee flying around her head?
No.
There was a video of a bee flying around her head, and she kept like having to swat it, and then her people were swatting it. It was,
and so it just looks like
it's just a mess.
Yeah, my wife has destroyed more pairs of sunglasses because of bees. She won't even buy. She used to not buy expensive sunglasses because she used to break them trying to bat anything flying away from her face.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I don't blame her.
So I just have to mention this. She got mad at me the other day because I backed her car out of the garage and rolled the windows down because it was hot outside. This is when it was still hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, leave my windows up because if a bee gets in my car, I might crash it trying to get the bee out of the car. It's just not worth it. I'd rather get in a hot car than risk having a bee get in the car. So that's it.
I'm with her on that.
So maybe Kamala feels like that too. She doesn't like that.
Well, I
but
told
if
you
she's
I had
stoned, to... she won't mind.
She might mind more. I know you're not super familiar with the process, but sometimes I've heard that people get kind of paranoid.
Oh, I've heard.
I've heard. I've been told that marijuana can induce paranoia.
Excuse me being some sort of prude.
We drank beer. My friends and I, the boys and girls, yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
All right. By the way, welcome back and happy Wednesday and happy Go Cards Day because they're going to be playing those Atlanta Braves this afternoon. We're looking forward to that.
You're here.
Yeah, you bet. It's going to be a good game. Hopefully everybody's got their game gear on today and they're ready to go. It's like a 4 o'clock start, which is odd.
Yep, 4:02.
You know, I mean, and I'm married to a redhead, so I can say that it's like being a redheaded stepchild. It's like the Cardinals have gotten the lesser game time in all of these so far, which just sucks, but that's okay because we'll take the underdog role.
And again, I love not having to stay up late to watch the game, but that start time is just a little,
it's hard.
Yeah.
Most people aren't going to be off work yet this afternoon when the thing starts.
No, apparently that was a problem for the home game here the other day. It was like one of the first times in history they haven't sold out the stadium.
2 o'clock in the afternoon on a work day, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I mean, people had bought tickets want to take their kids to the game. They had to leave work early, pull the kids out of school.
Yeah, and that's just not always possible.
It's tough. First world problems playing baseball in October. But I'm just saying, we're rooting for them. And of course, we got Flaherty on the mound this afternoon. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Martinez apparently was left behind. He didn't make it onto the team airplane. I'm told. I'm just kidding. It's a joke. I'm just kidding. By the way, we got a great show lined up for you today. Stacy on the right coming up about 7:35. We got Genevieve Wood in here at 7:10. Cassie Smedley is going to join us here in a few minutes at about 6:20. And at 8:35 today, I've got a huge surprise for all of you Vince Flynn fans. If you're like me and you've read all of the Mitch Rapp books and you've enjoyed the movies, You know, Vince Flynn passed away a few years ago. Everybody was worried that that was going to bring an end to the series. But Kyle Mills, who's also a best-selling author, has picked up the mantle and has continued to write these Mitch Rapp series. There's a new book out, which I had a chance to preview, which is just really outstanding. And we're going to get Kyle Mills on here at about 8:35. Here's what you're going to love about this book. As they've always done with this Mitch Rapp series, it just rips the headlines right out of the newspaper and puts them into a spy thriller. That's what I love about this. This book has this character in it named Christine Barnett, and she could be any of the Democrats running for president right now. Can I just tell you that? Solely focused on gaining power and altering the country and turning us into some social commune where everybody's happy and, you know, we all sing Kumbaya around a fire somewhere. And that sort of wraps his main nemesis in the book is not her specifically, but a lot of his problems are brought about because of her unwillingness to call radical Islamic terrorism, if you get my point. It's a great book, and we're going to get Kyle Mills on here, the author of the latest Mitch Rapp book, at about 8:35 today, and I can't wait because it's good stuff. Hey, did you see yesterday the president honored Edwin Meese? Remember Ed Meese? Mm-hmm. Who, of course, served Ronald Reagan, and he's been around for a long time. He got a Medal of Freedom Award yesterday at the White House, which was pretty awesome. He stood up and he spoke, and he did a great job. Vice President Pence was there, and he did a great job. But I wanted you to hear this comment from the great one, Mark Levin, who used to work for Ed Meese, and got up and said this.
Mr. President, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for everything you're doing for this country. Thank you. I've known two great presidents, Ronald Reagan and you. And I'm sorry you're going through what you're going through, but I want you to know there's tens of millions of people who stand with you. So God bless you.
Well said, Mark Levin. Let's get to a break. We're going to get to Cassie Smedley coming up here. We'll update you on business at the bottom of the hour. Genevieve Wood at 7:10. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 314-241-9797.
I think it stands that everything is a clown show and everybody in this process is losing credibility. And frankly, the American people have lost and are losing faith in the institutions of government.
Yeah, Adam Kinzinger there speaking the truth. They were talking about, you know, the ambassador not testifying, and that basically, I think one article this morning said the White House is giving the middle finger to Congress by claiming they're not going to participate in this witch hunt. Good for the White House. People are seeing through this. Even partisans on the left are seeing this for what it is. If you want to impeach him, take the vote. And if you don't, go home, and we'll see you in November of next year. How about that? That's what it sounds like, a good plan to me, but they're afraid to do that. Let me get to my friend Cassie Smedley with the RNC, press secretary there at the RNC. How are you, Cassie?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Great to be with you.
Absolutely. These folks, they don't have the strength of their convictions. They can't stand up and argue that when you have a process in the House that completely strips somebody of due process, that's exactly the phrase they use all the time, is that's not fair. And that's not fair.
Amen. Right. And it's interesting, you know, when we were talking last week, it was about a baseless impeachment inquiry. This isn't even that, an impeachment inquiry. This is happening behind closed doors. Not only that, it's happening in the SCIF, in the controlled room that the Intelligence Committee uses, that is as secretive as you can get. And Adam Schiff refuses to release the transcript. I don't know if you've seen this, but Lee Zeldin, congressman from New York, took down the media and took down Adam Schiff yesterday when he said, if you were asking the questions, which the questions you should be asking is, what did you learn? What have you heard? And he started quoting parts of the written transcript from the former Ukrainian ambassador, saying this is what you would find in completely destroys the Democrats' argument. And then you start to understand why Adam Schiff only wants to do this behind closed doors, because he knows that this is completely political. It's completely baseless. It's just the next step in their desperate attempt to take down President Trump, which we know they've been trying to do since he was duly elected in 2016. So I think Adam Kinzinger is absolutely right that people are fed up with it. We've got polling that shows nearly two-thirds of Americans say this is just political, which I think goes to tell you that people aren't buying it, and it's even all the more frustrating that it's taking up all of this time instead of getting the things done that people actually do want their members of Congress to work on.
Sure, and I think anybody who's got even a shred of fairness in them, they have to realize, what are they afraid of? You know what? I mean, you're a year away, 12 months away from an election that will decide the next president of the United States. But you're so intent on throwing this one out. Is it because you're afraid you can't beat him next November?
Well, they've been frustrated that they couldn't beat him over 3 years ago. So I think that's right. They've come to the realization that they haven't done anything with their time in the majority since they got it in 2018. And they've spent all of this time going after Trump on things that they thought for sure they would get through, whether it was Russia collusion. Now they're going to impeachment. It's not working out in their favor. And so they're just going after one desperate effort after the next each day, because I think they feel they've got to at least remind their constituents that they've been showing up to work. Not that they've been doing any work, but at least they've been showing up.
We're talking to Cassie Smedley from the GOP. You know, I saw Ronna McDaniel tweet something out earlier on immigration that I wanted to point out. All of this focus is on, you know, Donald Trump and impeachment and Ukraine and what did he say and when did he say it and blah, blah, blah. In the meantime, people have ignored a lot of the accomplishments that the president's managed to get done in spite of the strong headwinds from the left every single day in the media. The border's one of them. Because of the deal he has struck with Mexico, who's done more to fight the illegal border crossings than Democrats have in this country, we've reduced illegal border crossings by two-thirds in the last month?
Yes, that's right. And we've had reductions in border crossing, significant reductions for the last 4 months. And you're right. No one's paying attention to it. And that seems to be the way it goes. Something good happens, President Trump follows through on a promise, the media immediately stops covering it. And Democrats certainly aren't going to go talking about it. So, but I'm so glad you brought it up, because that's continuing to happen. Of course, we had a great jobs number last Friday that they said, oh, nah, it's not that good. Well, I think 136,000 new jobs in a country that has more jobs than we have people to fill them. And then we again had wage growth go up. That shows that despite their best efforts, I mean, Democrats with their friends in the media, things continue to go well. And that's a direct result of the hardworking men and women who have been empowered to go out and live their American dream, go get the job, protect our borders, serve our country. Thanks to this president, they have the conditions they need to go out and do those things, and they know that they are fully supported. And I think going back to your earlier comment about what are the Democrats afraid of? I think this is exactly it. They have to show something big and bold, however wrong and baseless it might be, because eventually there's going to be a Democrat nominee on stage opposite Donald Trump. Remember them? We haven't been talking about the 2020 candidates very much lately.
Of course not. Yeah.
And they're gonna have to have something to fight about, I guess. And Donald Trump's going to go up there and he's going to show that record of results. And it's a strong path to victory and reelection for him with a record of promises made and kept, and I think it's a very weak path for the Democrats, but it's the one they've chosen.
Yeah, it's a great point. Cassie Smedley, listen, we always appreciate having you on. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great week.
You bet. At CM Smedley on Twitter there, at GOP, if you want to follow them on Twitter as well for the RNC. Ronna McDaniel tweets a lot as well, so check that out. Hey, coming up, Jennifer Koshinka is going to update us on business and what the markets are doing. You heard the jobs report. That was a good one that kind of got, you know, covered up in all of this faux impeachment effort that's going on by the left. I've got Genevieve Wood at 7:10. Stacy on the right joining us again today at 7:35. And we're going to get to the bottom line. We'll get to former Senator Jeff Smith. Why can't we all just get along? You know, I mean, we're going to have Jeff Smith in. We're all going to get along, and then I'm going to tell him how wrong he is on just about everything.
And still be nice about it.
Exactly. We may go have a beer afterwards. We'll see. I like beer. I still like beer.
You see a person a crap sandwich with a smile is still a crap sandwich.
All right. Colonel Alan West there laying down some truth. We missed him yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, and we never found him. And he tweeted about us, so he knew he was supposed to do the...
The hit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very strange.
We'll
get him back on.
We'll call his people again today and see what's up.
I know.
I mean, really, though, he's so consistent. It's like you do hope everything's okay.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. He's never done that to us before. Mm-hmm. So we're interested to find out how that went down. That's for sure. Right now, let's get a quick check in on the business scene. See what's going on out there with the Jennifer Kashinka. How are you this morning?
Good. Welcome back.
You know what? We're excited because our Cardinals playing game 5 down in Atlanta this afternoon.
It's a big one.
It's going to be fantastic. Can't wait. Of course, we may be taking on the Nationals and the Dodgers play today too,
yes,
right?
They
this
do.
In the second
yep.
game. So we'll all know tonight. It'll all be set. That's good news. Good news.
Yep.
Maybe it'll cause a jump in the market. What do you think?
Doubtful.
What else is going on?
All right. Futures are indicating strong gains at the open this morning on a Bloomberg News report indicating China is open to a limited tariff resolution with the U.S. A separate report from the Financial Times says China has offered to increase by 50% purchases of agricultural products from U.S. farmers to $50 billion. Yesterday, stocks tumbled on pessimism about the trade situation. The Dow Industrials dropped 314. The NASDAQ lost 132. A Philadelphia jury has ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay $8 billion in damages to a Maryland man who said his use of J&J's antipsychotic Risperdal as a child caused enlarged breasts, and the company failed to properly warn of this risk. It's the biggest award to date among more than 13,000 lawsuits against J&J, alleging that Risperdal caused the condition. The lawsuits generally claim J&J was aware of the risk of the side effect, but understated the risk to doctors. Boeing deliveries of new jetliners are down 70% from a year ago, but the plane maker is reporting the first order in months for the grounded 737 MAX. Boeing didn't identify the private buyer of that plane. The MAX accounted for nearly the entire drop in September deliveries. Boeing also, though, reported cancellations of 22 of its 787 Dreamliners, which will leave the aerospace giant seeking more customers for its twin-aisle jets. The UAW's top negotiator in talks with GM to resolve a more than 3-week strike now says a key issue separating the two sides is job security. UAW Vice President Terry Dittus wrote in a letter to UAW officials that union negotiators have made it clear that there is no job security for workers when GM products are made in other countries for the purpose of selling them here in the U.S. He says the union believes the vehicles GM sells here should be built here. GM declined to comment. The strike has cost GM more than $1 billion and forced it to idle operations in Canada and Mexico. Anheuser-Busch has announced plans to deploy 21 battery electric trucks in Southern California as part of a state project. Anheuser, which will use the trucks at 4 distribution facilities, says it's part of its commitment to reduce its carbon emissions by 25% by 2025. Apple TV Plus continues to ramp up the pressure on Netflix by announcing some star-filled holiday specials. Hollywood Reporter says Apple is finalizing a deal to acquire a musical reinterpretation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, starring Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. The new service is rolling out next month. And you've probably heard of influencers. How about iFluencers? A convenience store chain in Sweden last week came up with an interesting way to promote National Cinnamon Bun Day. It asked employees to wear special contact lenses with a cinnamon bun motif and a price tag. The iFluencers were present in up to 300 stores. In case you're wondering, the chain says the employees did have a choice about wearing the lenses. Mark?
Contact lenses?
Mm-hmm.
That looked
weird.
Like a what? A
isn't it
weird?
Cinnamon bun.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
It is. Like, you kind of feel like they were possessed or something.
I have to look this
weird.
Up.
Like zombies when you walk in there.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that Anheuser-Busch is going to put some battery-powered trucks in Southern California.
They're working on it.
They are.
That way, a couple times. Yep.
When the battery runs out, the driver will at least have lots of beer with him. They're going to have rolling power outages in Northern California this week. Did you hear that?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They started today.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I guess because they're afraid of wildfires. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Knocking
yep,
stuff over.
That's what caused them the last couple of years. Yep.
Holy cow. All right.
Yep.
Jen, thanks. We'll talk to you Friday. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye. Appreciate that. Yeah. I don't know.
We have Ross on Friday.
Cinnamon buns. Oh, we have Ross on Friday? Mm-hmm. Okay. Jennifer was probably She was probably just about to say, you have Ross on Friday.
Mm. Hmm. Well, she did before we went on.
I know.
She told us that.
I heard her say that. But just trying to be friendly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you pick up on that?
Uh-huh. Just being kind.
Uh-huh. Great Babylon Bee article today. It says, Hillary Clinton announces she will run for re-election.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Re-election.
Hillary says, I could beat him again in an interview that did not take place in the Oval Office. Every day I wake up and she's not president is a great day. Can I just tell you that? And then this good news happened yesterday. I'm just going to play you something and just let this soak in for a minute that this guy now works for Donald J. Trump. Can I just tell you that? Hold on.
Secretary Clinton said, I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Was that true?
Now, there was classified material emailed.
Secretary Clinton said she used just one device. Was that true?
She used multiple devices during the 4 years of her term as Secretary of State.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails, thousands, that were not returned.
Ah, Trey Gowdy has joined the Trump legal team. Is that not great news for Donald Trump? He's joined just as the impeachment inquiry rolls on, and they issued this letter saying we're not going to cooperate. They've hired Trey Gowdy. I wondered, he said he was going to get out of politics and do legal stuff. He wasn't going to go back to South Carolina and run for anything. I was always hopeful that President Trump would appoint him to something as former chair of the House Oversight Committee. He is the perfect guy to have in that role.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a bulldog and he's spot on so much. So I was thrilled to see that.
Yeah, I like him. It'll be fun.
He's got bad hair, but that's okay. Not everybody's blessed with good hair. But he's got a brilliant mind.
He's not the only one up there on the Hill that has bad hair. So
yeah, so you know? That's a pretty long list.
It's just that every time I see him on TV, I want to say, like, dude, just comb it over a little bit. I mean, it's not like he's bald or something. It's just that it comes to a point
yes.
on the top of his head sometimes. Mm-hmm. Maybe his head's pointy. I
don't
know.
I'm just
saying.
Call him up or tweet him and give him some points.
I should. I don't know him. I mean, I don't know
well, you
Trey.
Should get acquainted.
I should. Mm-hmm. I should. Maybe Lindsey Graham will introduce us.
Maybe.
What do you think? They're both from South
Have
Carolina.
Have Michelle ask Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to.
She's
do
got
that.
More pull with Lindsey Graham.
She does. She does. Hey, remember Michelle? He had no idea who the hell I was. I used to have drinks with the guy in South Carolina when I was a reporter. But he remembered my wife.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
She's very pretty.
There you go. That's it. Mm-hmm. All right, we will get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. We'll get to your phone calls coming up.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like.
I'm seeing lots of people speculating on social media that Hillary Clinton jumps into the race in the next 10 days.
Hmm.
You don't think so? Trump was trolling her yesterday, challenging her.
I'm not sure where she gets the money, right?
I don't know. I guess it would all depend on whether or not she thinks Biden is really done. Bernie Sanders is almost done. And Elizabeth Warren's in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be an epic battle between those two. No,
I was thinking the same thing.
That'd be fun to watch. No mm-hmm. doubt about it. Give me some popcorn. Hey, Alex, thanks for holding on. You're on the radio.
Hey, I was just not wanting to make you feel like or think like a lefty on the West Coast, but what on earth is California thinking? with rolling power outages to stop fires.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any idea the strategy there?
I do not.
I don't, yeah.
Okay, because I work in the electrical field, and any time you turn off and on things as far as systems, you're more likely to start a fire because there's always an initial surge. The other thing is it's more likely to take out, you know, people's components inside their house and things like that. But I didn't understand it. I have no idea what the strategy here, and just thought it another kind of left coast thinking item.
Yeah, it's true, Al. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thanks, Alex. We appreciate that. I don't know what they're thinking either, but they did announce to people that you're just going to have rolling blackouts because there's high winds and they're afraid that towers may get blown over or whatever the case may be. They don't want to spark any wildfires, even though they've never addressed the whole wildfire thing. That remember when they all jumped on Trump when he pointed out that they needed to change their tree management
system,
right? Yeah,
they weren't. Yeah, they weren't doing really a whole lot to help themselves to reduce.
No, they weren't. Landowners weren't allowed to go in and thin out their trees because the environmental wackos in California passed laws that said that you couldn't cut trees that were under a certain circumference. Wasn't that what it was? So if they came across a tree, they had to measure it. And if it was over a certain circumference, they weren't allowed to thin it out. And they had forests that were far thicker than they should have been. And then once the fire started, it just swept through there. So it's just, you know, just insane. And then you got somebody in the power industry saying, listen, they turn the power off, and when they turn it back on and there's a surge across those lines, you're more likely to cause fires than not. I don't know anything about it.
All
I know is that I'm glad I don't live in. I could never live in California. I can visit. We like to visit.
I love to
visit.
The
weather's
beautiful.
I have
an aunt that lives there in Palm Desert. She couldn't wait to get back. She came in for the wedding. She had to fly back. She wanted to get back to where it's, you know, 90 degrees. It's like being in an oven. There's no humidity, but
yeah, well,
she liked being there.
It was 90 degrees up until like a week ago.
Yeah. Thank you. That's where she wants to live. That's fine. Go pay those crazy taxes. I'll stay here and embrace my guns and Bible and my religion. Because I'm a deplorable.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.